It does not mean we necessarily spend the entire day in prayer or studying scripture, although these activities may be part of a Sabbath day. Instead, contemplation means we are acutely focused on those aspects of God's love that come to us through so many gifts from His hand. As British poet and priest Gerard Manley Hopkins writes, "The world is charged with the grandeur of God. Scripture affirms that all creation declares His glory." See Psalm 19:1. On Sabbath, we intentionally look for His grandeur in everything from people, food, and art to babies, sports, hobbies, and music. In this sense, contemplation is an extension of delight. We are intentional about looking for the evidence of God's love in all of the things He has given us to enjoy. Before I routinely observe the Sabbath, I often returned from vacations or days off feeling somehow farther away from God. Now my Sabbath days are times I experience His presence and love in very tangible ways that I might otherwise associate with my work as a pastor. For example, when I experience a sense of God's pleasure and approval on Sabbath, I know it has nothing to do with my work-related accomplishments. This in itself is a gift that has helped me to separate my relationship with God, my being with God, from my work as a leader, my doing for God. I hope these four characteristics will provide a helpful framework as you begin to consider what it might mean for you to practice a meaningful observance of Sabbath. But if you ever find yourself getting too caught up in the details and logistics, which is easy to do, I encourage you to take a step back. Refocus your attention on the larger significance of Sabbath, the opportunity to experience a foretaste of eternity. As Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel wrote, "Unless one learns how to relish the taste of Sabbath while still in this world, unless one is initiated in the appreciation of eternal life, one will be unable to enjoy the taste of eternity in the world to come. The essence of the world to come is Sabbath eternal, and the seventh day in time is an example of eternity." On Sabbath, we practice eternity in time. We look forward to that day at the end of our earthly lives when we will perfectly stop, rest, delight, and contemplate the glory of God. For a brief moment in time, we reorient ourselves away from this world and all its brokenness and anticipate the world to come, how things on earth are meant to be. In a very real sense, the practice of Sabbath joins heaven and earth, equipping us not merely to rest from our work, but also to work from our rest. How healthy is your practice of Sabbath delight? Use the statements that follow to do a brief assessment of your practice of Sabbath. Next to each statement, write down the number that best describes your response. Use the following scale. 5 equals always true of me. 4 frequently true of me. 3 occasionally true of me. 2 rarely true of me. 1 never true of me. 1. I regularly practice Sabbath by setting aside a 24-hour period in which I stop my work and rest. 2. Sabbath provides a healthy boundary and limit around my paid and unpaid work. 3. I take time on my weekly Sabbath to delight in God's innumerable gifts, for example, people, beauty, hobbies, mountains, food, music, etc. 4. I view Sabbath as a day to practice eternity and taste the ultimate Sabbath rest when I will see Jesus face to face. 5. I practice Sabbath as a prophetic countercultural act that resists the culture's value that defines me by what I do rather than who I am. That is God's beloved Son.